We want to welcome everybody to the Bill Ring Show. Lots of fun for everyone with songs you know. So come and join us now, cause we're all set to go on today's Bill Ring Show. Spread a bread of cheer and have a jamboree on today's Bill Ring Show.
You know, neighbors, I've long been sold on the idea that life's actually full of fun if you just know where to look for it. And if you really want to go looking for it right now, well, maybe you better spend a little while just bumming around. Got an old slouch hat, got my roll on my shoulder. I'm as free as a breeze and I'll do as I please, just a bummin' around. Got a million friends, don't feel any older. I got nothing to lose, not even the blues, just a bummin' around. Whenever worries start to bothering me, I grab my coat, my old slouch hat, hit the trail again. You see, I ain't got a dime. Don't care where I'm going. I'm as free as a breeze and I'll do as I please, just a bumming around. Whenever worries start to bothering me, I grab my coat, my old slouch hat, hit the trail again. You see, I ain't got a dime. Don't care where I'm going. I'm as free as a breeze and I'll do as I please, just a bummin' around.
That bummin' around business sounds like a mighty carefree kind of life, doesn't it? Well, sir, while we all need to be carefree at times, there are other times when we ought to give things some serious consideration. Here, for example, is something you want to think about, because seriously speaking, you stand to benefit from listening.
Doc Martin playing Dragon of Steel.
Say, Bill, I was listening to what you said a while ago about living a carefree kind of life. You know? You know, there's some people in this world that just don't want to see the other fellow happy. They wear expressions on their faces about as cheerful as a storm cloud and always look like they're going to rain all over you.
Well, I suppose now, Slim, but there's a story that goes with that profound statement.
Well, I'm just going to give you a for instance.
You are?
Yeah.
For instance what?
Well, I went in the restaurant downstairs for lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
And all the while I was walking from my table over to get my hat and then over to the front door, the manager was staring at me real mad-like, staring at me as if I hadn't paid my check.
Well, what'd you do?
I stared right back at him, just as if I had.
Why, Clyde Slim Wilson.
Well, actually, Bill, I had paid my check. You know I wouldn't walk off without paying what I owe.
Well, you better not try it around here, that's for sure. You see, you owe us a song right now, you and the Tall Timber Trio. So?
Well, so, here it is, Bill.
Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo. Let him buck high and let him buck low. Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo. Stick him until he is tame.
That
There was once a wild pony they caught on the range. He was jet black in color with a long shaggy mane. A big price was offered for the man who could stick up on that black pony until he was licked.
Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, let him buck high and let him buck low. Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, stick him until he is tame.
Now a dozen or more cowboys had sworn him to ride. They all hobbled off, a-cussing his hide. Till at last there wasn't a man left by name who'd say he dared tackle that pony to tame. Now I just about thought as I was as tough as the next, so I told him I'd tackle that outlaw by heck. I jumped in the saddle, they opened the chute. I gave that black critter the point of my boot.
Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, let him buck high and let him buck low. Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, stick him until he is tame.
Now show me the fella that says he can ride. I'll give him a pony, he can't tan his hide. He's the toughest wild pony there is on the range. That little black bronc with the long shaggy mane.
Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, let him buck high and let him buck low. Hi-ho, yippee-ki-yo, stick him until he is tame.
Yes. You know, ever so often, friends, during the course of these programs of ours, I take a glance up at that clock and it almost throws me for a loop sometimes to see how fast the time can fly. But when you think back on your life in general, the years have slipped by almost as fast. Why, it doesn't seem like it could have been any longer than the day before yesterday that we kids played around that old horse watering trough that stood down in front of Wright's feed store. Prowled around that big old empty house on West Main that everybody said was haunted. Yes, sir, just day before yesterday, it seems like. And yet, if I were to go back there today, I wonder if I'd find things as I remember them. I wonder if I'd find anybody that'd remember me. I wonder if there's anyone remembers me in my hometown. I wonder what the folks would say if I wandered in and just moseyed around. I wonder if they'd look at me and say, what's your name? Haven't we met before? To me it would seem all a wonderful dream to be in my hometown. I want to see the little house in Willow Lane in my hometown. I want to wade the brook again and see where I hid all the treasures I found. I want to just remember all the places I knew when I was a kid. To me it would seem all a wonderful dream to be in my hometown. You know, I wonder if our good friend Smiley Burnett wasn't kind of homesick for all the folks he used to know and the places he used to go the day he wrote that fine song. Well, sir, let's leave those thoughts of the past now and bring things up to date around here. Here's a timely message you'll certainly want to hear. If you're looking for some good exercise, just set your foot a tapping to the beat of Speedy Haworth's Haul Off and Love Me. Good going there, Speedy. You know, I was just pondering the title of this tune here, neighbors. I sure don't see how it'd be possible to ever have such a thing as one kiss too many. But, by golly, this song says it can happen.
I had one kiss too many, and it went right to my heart. What a fool I was to fall in love with you. I had one kiss too many, should have known right from the start. I was kissing someone who just couldn't be true. I knew the morning after I made a big mistake. That extra kiss was more than this poor heart of mine could take. I had one kiss too many, I'll remember it and cry. 'Cause when I kissed you, I kissed my heart goodbye.
Well, sir, it's time for us to go back into hibernation for a little while now, friends. But you be watching for the whole transcribed gang of us to come for another quarter hour of neighborly visiting real soon. We'll be thinking of you, and if you happen to think of us, drop a little note in the mail and say howdy, won't you?